From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenyans are voting in a presidential election rerun. Election day in Kenya. In Mombasa, protesters burn tires and grab buckets filled with baseball-sized rocks. Thursday's repeat of Kenya's presidential election has been marred by clashes between police and protesters, as well as unopened polling stations and opposition strongholds. President Uhuru Kenyatta cast his ballot and condemned the violence.
There is no reason for anybody to take any violent action against IEBC officials. IEBC officials should be allowed to conduct their duty, and as they conduct their duty, it is the right of a Kenyan in any particular part of our country to either decide to vote or not to vote.
Police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Kibera, a slum of the capital of Nairobi, as they attempted to place barricades in front of a polling station. Violence also broke out in the western city of Kisumu, where a man was shot and killed during clashes between police and protesters. Mule Musau is an Election Day poll watcher.
There are groups which are actually stopping people from participating in the process. Now, that would be a good indication of some harassment, intimidation. It could happen. It must be happening to voters in Kibera. For instance, in Kibera, the report around Olympic Primary School was that voters they barricaded the polling station, so that's already stopping people from coming in. And then secondly, you're also seeing we've gotten reports of people being stopped from leaving their houses.
Kenyans are voting today in a second presidential election after the first one on August the 8th was declared null and void over widespread irregularities. Opposition leader Raila Odinga urged his supporters to boycott but also to refrain from violence. This is VOA News. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan has issued an arrest warrant for ousted Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif after he failed to appear in court to face corruption charges. The special court indicted the former Pakistani leader last week, along with his daughter and son-in-law, for alleged corruption involving the family's expensive London properties. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont says the Spanish government will worsen the political crisis over the Catalonia region's push for independence if lawmakers go ahead with a threat to revoke its autonomy. In a letter Thursday to the Senate, Puigdemont said the proposed steps go beyond reasonable measures and carry direct and immediate consequences for the people of Catalonia. Monash University analyst Carlos Ux said that there's little doubt the Spanish Senate will vote to impose direct rule.
To be approved, you need the majority in the Senate, and the ruling party, the Partido Popular, has that majority, so they don't even need to discuss with other parties. They have said that it will go ahead no matter what the Catalan government does.
The Senate is expected to approve direct rule for Catalonia during the session on Friday. New airport security measures for all inbound flights to the U.S. are taking effect on Thursday, with some passengers to be subjected to interviews. They're expected to result in flight delays. Jeffrey Thomas is editor of the Australia-based AirlinesRatings.com.
So there's going to be a range of complications, and it depends on how airlines deal with this, whether they do the questionnaire at check-in or whether they do it prior to boarding.
The new requirements replace earlier restrictions on carry-on electronic devices involving some Mideast and African airports. In Turkey, 8 rights activists were freed from jail from a jail near Istanbul by a court early Thursday, among them German national Peter Stoitner.
We feel really happy about what happened. To speak of me, I'm really grateful, and I can say we are really grateful for everybody who supported us legally, diplomatically, and with solidarity.
They are part of 11 who still await a verdict on terrorism charges and face up to 15 years in prison in a case that has drawn international condemnation as Turkey cracks down on those suspected of taking part in last year's failed coup. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Wednesday said she told South Sudanese President Salva Kiir in Juba that the U.S. has lost trust in his government for continuing the country's civil war and that trust needs to be regained.
I didn't come here to talk. I came here to basically say the time for action is now. We're not waiting anymore. We need to see a change, and we need to see it right away.
For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.